I can't whistle. Hi, guys. This is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you today? Guys, with the Confident Man Ranch Retreat Roundup, I want to do this video today for module number 4 to talk about why are horses like women, or how are women like horses? Even when we've been talking to professional women recently, even people involved in the GQ article, the women would say, don't you think the horse analogy is a little heavy-handed? And we would go, that's an interesting conversation. We didn't get into it with them, but we're aware that many people think that the analogy of horses to women is a little odd, a little curious, a little maybe heavy-handed, meaning that, is it okay to compare people to animals? Well, in this case, what I want to do is explain why we think it's important. It's legendary that little girls have relationships with horses that little boys sometimes do not. It's very well known, and there are many well documented memes on the internet of why girls love horses more than boys do. Even on ranches, the cowgirls have a better connection with the horses, typically are better trainers than the cowboys are, because there's a different understanding of what's going on. It's often said that little girls and women have a special sensitivity to the vulnerabilities of being a horse, of being something that is prey animal, something that is being used all the time for work, or being used as a utilitarian tool, using a horse as just some other dumb animal. So if you can understand that women and horses are alike in that they share a sense of vulnerability, being a prey animal, somebody always wanting something from them, you can understand in your own life how a woman might feel vulnerable to your pressure, to your anxiety, to your fear, to your anger, to your pursuit of affection and sexuality. If you can imagine that she has a sensitivity like a horse does, and feeling the pressure of being pursued all the time for some utilitarian need, you can understand with more compassion and empathy how your experience is affecting her experience. We work with horses to help guys understand that slower is always better. Slow is smooth. Smooth is fast. And if you think for a minute about the vulnerability and the fear that your woman has from day to day, even from a childhood, you can sense that your anger, your disappointment, your chronic dissatisfaction, complaining, criticizing, all comes across as humongous amounts of pressure. And you wonder why they don't want to be with you. Like, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you right now. Why is that? A horse doesn't want to be around you either if you're a constant source of negative pressure. So what I wanted to say, just talking with Chief today, is when you think about the analogy of horses to women, think about that special secret sensitivity women have to the vulnerable nature of horses and fear, and see her as something that's more sensitive, deeper, stronger, more spiritual, but also in need of your energy being safer, more predictable, more consistent, and more compassionate. Hope that helps. I'll see you in the next video where we'll talk about this more.